Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point radio show and podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and we're streaming here live on YouTube, Facebook, Anchor, on this Friday, December the 25th, 2020. And today is Factual Friday. On Factual Friday, I share a fact that some of you probably already know, some of you probably don't know, but we share a fact. And today's fact that I'm going to share with you people is my parents were the first ones to tell me a lie. What do y'all mean by that? Well, you see, the more I learn, the more I realize that I don't know. Now, let me ask you a question real quick. Why do you celebrate your defeat by another culture? Today is the 25th of December. And a lot of people are celebrating a holiday called Christmas. Yep, that's right, Christmas. And why do we celebrate Christmas? Because our parents told us that on this day, a man named Christ, Jesus Christ, was born. And I'm not trying to beat up on nobody's belief or anything like that. You know, if it works for you, it works for you. But I must tell you that this is not the day that a man named Jesus was born. Do the research if you don't believe me. Just do the research. Pick up a book and open it up. Start reading. Not just one book, but several books so that you can understand that. Not only were my parents the first one to lie to me, probably your parents lied to you too. But that's because they didn't know. They just didn't know because the information that we received as African people born in America or any other place where the European culture dominates, the information that we got was to promote this myth of white supremacy. That's what I said, the myth of white supremacy, because there's nothing superior about Europeans. You go back in history, you see a lot of this stuff you never learn in school. And unfortunately, a lot of people, when they finish high school, if they ever finish high school, they never pick up another book. They get most of their information from their friends or the tell a lie vision or radio. So they never continue that journey of knowledge. One of my heroes, probably my greatest hero, the late, great, right, excellent Marcus Messiah Garvey, in his book, Philosophy, the Philosophy of, well, Message to the People, Course in African Philosophy, said in chapter one, first paragraph, never stop learning. And unfortunately, a lot of us stop learning. Even some people who are in our great organization, the UNIA and ACL Division 456, the Gabriel Walker Division here in Richmond, because I present an opportunity to some people where they could become financially free and where they can help so many other people do the same thing. But they don't use social media. And they're not that old. I mean, age shouldn't be a number because we have people in our organization, Wealth Builders Worldwide. I'm a part of a family called Wealth Builders Worldwide, founded by Mr. and Mrs. Tybess. We have people in their 80s working this business from the comfort of their home. Yeah, I know I'm jumping around here, but all of this, all of it really ties together. You know, goes back to this day. Did they want people to think that this guy named Jesus was born? But they don't even celebrate that, really. What they celebrate is the commercialization so that people will go out here and spend, buy. And most of the stuff people buy is a waste. It's a liability. They don't need to be buying it, you know. Now I can see you go out here and buy things this time of year because it's on sale, because you need it for your family and stuff like that. But to buy all these toys because you lied to your child, the television lies to your child, the school lies to your child, that some guy on a sled came down the chimney with a big fat stomach. So how could he fit down the chimney? It's like, people, and we continue to live in a fantasy for so very long because we lived in one where we were so little, and we continue to live into that fantasy world, that lie. What happened on December the 21st? Well, that was the shortest day that the sun shined. The sun, S-U-N, shined, right, on December the 21st, the winter solstice. And for the next 3 days, the sun is at its lowest peak and it shines the less. And then on the 25th of December, the sun rises again and it shines brighter than it did the last 3 days. That's the sun that our ancient ancestors was talking about when they taught us about the winter solstice and a new beginning, a new year, a new birth. Yeah, we're on our way now towards what we call spring, when life comes back alive again. See, right now we're in a dead season, winter. The things go and hibernate, you know, and hide out, basically, because it's kind of cold out here. I don't even like being out here in the cold. But some of us have to be out there, unfortunately. And fortunately, some of us can be out there, because there's a lot of people that can't be out there because they're behind the razor wire. Behind the razor wire, and some of them are in there because of this holiday. Yeah. Some people actually, you know, rob people during this holiday. Uh-huh. And some people actually rob some stores during this holiday so they can keep up with the Joneses, so they can fit in with the crowd, so they can buy gifts and shower people with presents. So my conclusion is that we celebrate our defeat by another culture because our parents taught us to celebrate these holidays. They're just, all them, these holidays are about, it's about getting you to spend your money. But seeing wealth of this worldwide, Team Believe, Gold Cup Network, we're not about that. We're about keeping our asset or acquiring assets, things that appreciate in value, things that help us grow generational wealth. Generational wealth, the missing ingredient. And there's a lot of people in the Richmond area who talk about community building, healing, and, you know, and I'm not knocking what they do. No, I'm not knocking what they do, but I think economic is the foundation of building anything. Without the resources, what can you really build? You're going to be dependent upon the government handouts. Yeah, grant money, government. So you can get tax breaks, nonprofit. And so you can always have your hand out asking people to, you know, donate this, donate that. When we have a proven wealth-building system where you, your family, your organization, whatever it is, can generate an unlimited income from the comfort of your home. Unlimited income from the comfort of your home. or your phone. What do? We take a depreciating currency, U.S. dollars, because I'm in the United States. We're a global company, so countries all over the world, planet. But here in the United States, we take that U.S. dollar, we digitalize it, and we send it through the Internet, and we acquire this thing called cryptocurrency, Bitcoin or Ethereum. And what do with that? We exchange that for our G999 cryptocurrency, for our blockchain ecosystem, the one ecosystem where we'll have private emails, private voice over blockchain coming real soon. But in the meantime, you can get our utility coin at a very, very low price. Some of you know about cryptocurrency called Bitcoin that came out in 2009 and made over 20,000 millionaires. Well, you got a chance right now. And if you miss that, I hope you don't miss this one. Because you can get a business package, okay, for 149 worth of Bitcoin or Ethereum, right? Now listen. And with that, you're going to get 2,499 of our G999 cryptocurrency. That's going to be our utility coin. That's on a deflationary system where that's just about guaranteed that the value and price of this coin will rise. And then you could do what we call an educational airdrop for $99 worth of Bitcoin or Ethereum. And now you get 4,999 of the G999 cryptocurrency. Now, if you do that three times during a cycle, you can learn more about that if you come to one of our presentations at 12 noon or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on goldrocks.info. You get the password from me or whoever shared this with you. Now, if you do that three times within one cycle, you get an additional, each airdrop, you're going to get $4,999. But you, on the third one, you get an additional $4,999 of our G999 cryptocurrency. You can do a master node, or you can do staking. Those things are also revealed on our training and presentation. So you can start this business for free. You don't even have to get nothing, those things that I just mentioned. If you don't have the money, which is unfortunate that a lot of people don't have $149 to invest in a package that could give them unlimited income, because we never learned wealth principle number one. You know what that is? Pay yourself first. You see, a portion of everything you earn should be yours to keep beyond your lifetime. Generational wealth is what we are creating here, and it's what we want to help you create. We don't want your money. We want you to keep what you have and build upon it so that your children and your children's children won't have to start from scratch, going to school, going in debt, and coming out and then begging somebody for a job. You know, Mr. Best, his son, who's Alex, who is in his 30s, has never even applied for a job because he's been free for over 25 years in this industry called network marketing. This is a real business, but unfortunately, a lot of people treat it like a hobby. They don't really treat it like a business. But if they knew all the tax advantages by having a home-based business and the safety right now with this COVID-19 going around, everybody needs what we have. So that's why we do this. We share this information to hope to get you to think that the plan that they gave us, the lies that they told us, is going to lead you to a place you don't want to go, financial failure. Yeah? Don't believe me? Do the research. They lied to us. Ain't no such thing as no Santa Claus coming down nobody's chimney. That's right. I forgive my parents for lying to me because they just didn't know. But don't you keep lying to your children. With that, we're going to end this program. We'll be back here on Monday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be safe. Peace, power, and love. And goodbye.